Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
We're brothers, we're happy and we're singing and we're colored. Give me a high five!
Who has been elected President of the United States by midnight?
We treat so well that all the hosts of heaven and earth will have to pause and say, here lived a great street sweeper who swept his job with.
Our forefathers weren't the pilgrims. We didn't land on Plymouth Rock. The rock was landed on us.
You're listening to True Information with Marquis Davis and Grown As Man. Hello, everyone, and welcome to a brand new edition of True Information. Yes, True Information is back with Season 2. And I am Marquis Davis.
And I am Grown Man. And you know what? For
what's
those
that?
Of you who haven't figured it out, yes, you should still tell your mama about me. That is correct.
Wow.
It hasn't gone away, even though it's a Season 2. I'll probably get rid of it around Season 3 or 4.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm going to tell you to tell somebody else about me.
Because
now your mama know. Mom and them. Yeah, man. Yo, like, I know we did a couple before, but, like, you know, now we're getting back in the swing of things once, you know, the confines of life and whatnot have started to reduce and whatnot. I mean, COVID-19 is still an issue.
Mm-hmm.
People act like it's not. I done seen people at day parties and they traveling and all this other jazz. So it's still a dang on issue, but folks acting like it's not.
Mm-hmm.
We are right now within the grips of election 2020 between the current president, Donald Trump, and the former vice president, Joe Biden. And let's see what else. Oddly enough, since the election has started, there has been no talk of COVID-19 whatsoever.
Well, like, I did see an article today, two articles on Yahoo's front page concerning the COVID-19 and how it can affect children and how they don't produce as many antibodies, so they get over the symptoms and COVID faster. But that's about all I've seen on it.
Oh, okay. No warnings, though. Nothing.
No.
Nothing.
Have not seen that little ticker that the CDC puts out on any home pages
right.
lately. So,
well, man, nah, because at one point I think the CDC was silenced by our current president.
Wow, were they?
Yeah. Let me, as we talk and fact check at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do that, but I'm pretty sure that about 2-3 months ago, the president made it very clear that the CDC will not push out any information without it going through the White House staff first.
Hmm.
And if the staff stops it, then yeah, it's done. Like, you ain't found it out.
Hmm.
So yeah,
I'm trying to think, you know. Like, currently, we have a lot of Facebook arguments going on because it is, what is, a couple days after the election, and we have no one that's elected.
Yeah, we kind of don't.
It's funny, though. Really funny. Because
not funny. It's not funny at all.
Well, listen to this, okay? So we are actually seeing the entire process finally played out after a couple of years. You know, we haven't seen it this drawn out since what, 2000, when Al Gore and Vice and Bush ran for office. You know, we haven't seen this election process take this long. And so, what's funny is a lot of people don't remember that because it was 20 years ago. Wow.
Yeah, it was. Damn, I was alive, but I don't.
It seemed as though people have forgotten how long that election took, and then they weren't even impacted by a disease or had to be 6 feet apart at that time in the election history. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now you have all of these circumstances happening, and so you're trying to figure out, why is the vote taking so long? Well, simple, because we have to go through different protocols, and we're actually seeing the election process at work.
Talk to us about the protocol, bro.
Well, you know, the COVID-19 protocols.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, not just that. But I'm talking about the factor of counting. So, So, what people don't understand necessarily, and what I think the news is actually, you know, CNN, Fox, and CSNBC have been trying to do, and have been doing a pretty good job about it lately, have been talking about specifically why it's taking so long. Like you just said, why is it taking so long? Historically, Democratic voters usually vote by mail.
Mm-hmm.
This election, we had COVID-19, so there's a possibility of you getting sick if you're standing out there at the polls. So what are you going to do? You're going to vote, but you're going to mail in your vote.
I mean, you know, and then one thing, too, is that that was a major election strategy by the Democrats, is that they pushed the absentee ballot votes and they pushed the the mail-in votes. And so if you look back at the 2016 election with Hillary Clinton, you know how they were touting fraud in the mailing ballots then, Democrats were. And then if you
wait. Who was touting Republicans?
Fraud? Remember, Republicans were saying
Republicans
that,
or who specifically?
Well, you know,
yeah.
Republicans were saying that. And then now we have the same sentiment being echoed throughout the United States. I've seen some very telling videos recently about what's going on in Michigan and Wisconsin regarding their mailing votes and absentee ballots, and how some dead people are on the registry for having voted in this election. So it's a lot of suspicion that is going around. But I say to the people out there,
allow the
process to happen.
Okay? Oh, yeah.
I mean, so, this is just like when I tell anybody who gets pulled over by the police, fight it in court.
There's one. I actually got in I didn't get in a full-fledged argument, but there was a argument that was had, and I was on the outskirts of it until I was dragged in, and then they tried to get me, about a young man who did that a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
His girlfriend is taping him, much like Philando Castro, but he didn't have a weapon.
Uh-huh.
But the issue was the young lady was pulled over for a traffic violation, a moving citation, and she was issued a ticket. Well, the policeman then turned his sights on the passenger and asked for the passenger's ID.
Uh-huh.
Well, there's nowhere in the law saying that because of a traffic violation, you have to relinquish, the passengers have to relinquish their identification.
Okay.
You don't have to. You don't have to give up your ID. But because, I don't know what it was because, whether the policeman just wanted his orders followed or blankly blank blank or blah, 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 it escalated. So what you see is after the young black man was talking to the police officers, who I'm not going to make assumptions. I just know that they were not of the same particular pigment. They could have been whatever, but they didn't look like him. They didn't look like him.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
I can't say they're white because they could have been Latino.
Oh, okay.
Or a light-skinned black man. I can't tell. Like, you can't tell when it's just arms reaching into the car trying to snatch the guy out. Hmm. But that's what it was. So,
did he have warrants?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Did they run his ID at least?
They couldn't because he didn't give it to him.
Ah, see.
See, that's the thing. So my opinion was, before they started reaching into the car, you can get the police officer's badge number and all that stuff and his name and write down where it happened and then say, I was illegally searched by this police officer here. And you can fight that in court, like you just said.
Yeah, illegally searched and detained.
Illegally searched and detained. But that young man did not want to do that. So at some point, he had three sets of arms reaching in, snatching him out of that car. And I had some people talking about we got to fight. Even if we have to die. I'm like, say what? You done lost your whole sloppy headed mind. I'm not. I'm living to fight another day, man. You're going to live like a slave. Literally, The caption read, "You gonna live like a slave." I said, "Excuse you, I'm gonna make it home to my family and then sue their ass later. But I can't do anything if I'm a hashtag, buddy."
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's what it, like, and that's the thing. You really can't do anything if you a hashtag. But I just wanted to tell that story, because it is true. You should try to fight it in court and not out there, because I'm telling you. And I'm not telling anyone to take up arms against the police officers. There are police officers out there who are doing a great job in protecting our city and protecting our valuables and protecting our families and their family, too. They're doing a great job. But there's some dumb folk who just happen to have been honored with the ability to gain a badge, and they're messing up. But I'm telling you like this, my platoon sergeant, when I first entered the Army, because one of our guys got in a bar fight. And he sat us all down and he said, "You know who wins a fight?" And we were like, the better guy? He says, "No, stupid. The guy whose friends show up with guns first." That's who wins the fight.
Yeah.
That's who wins the fight. So take that in consideration. Every time a police officer gets in trouble, what does he do first?
Get on that bike.
The bike?
The mic. The hell?
Oh, I thought he said get on the bike. I'm like, what bicycle cop are you looking at, bro? Nah, they call for backup. Hell, they call for backup if there's more than one person. They call for backup if the dude outweighs them.
I mean,
they call for backup if he has a weapon.
Look at the Army.
They call for backup if you think he has
wars,
a weapon.
You know.
Oh, Army strategy is 30 people for two.
Yeah. So, I mean, let's be real here. It's a strategy 30, that works.
30, and it does work. And I'm not, you know, because some people's feeling about it, and I actually had to stop myself from this military class that I just went to because someone brought up the Panthers and said that they were a violent organization. I'm like, do you know what you're talking about first?
No.
You know what? We're going to get on a full tangent and I don't want to go all the way down there. So let me do this for you. I'm going to go back to the one point that we made that I had to look up as in responding to the information about the CDC and the Trump administration. So here it is. On July 14, 2020, the New York Times published this. The Trump administration has ordered hospitals to bypass the Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, and send all COVID-19 patient information to a central database in Washington beginning on Wednesday. This move has alarmed health experts who fear the data will be politicized or withheld from the public. What does that do in a very very long drawn out article has a synopsis of the CDC does not get the information firsthand anymore.
So it's coming through somewhere.
It's coming through the Trump administration.
Well, I wonder why would they want that information?
I can only speculate, and that is dangerous to begin with. What you think?
Yeah, okay. I don't think we should speculate.
Okay, cool. So going back to what you were talking about as far as the voting, because I know we done bounced all around. But you know what? We got a lot of ideas and a lot of things to talk about. So you're just going to have to deal with it today,
do we?
Folks. Yep, sure do. Okay. We do. We can talk about a lot of things, man. Come on now. We knew about that.
I was confused.
Were you?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Holy crap. I just found the Tylenol that we were looking for the baby.
You sure it's a Tylenol?
It says infant Tylenol right here.
You're giving your infants Tylenol?
I can't stand you right now. Anyway, so every vote must be counted. As of right now, there is a large following of... I'm going to say it like this, and there's no other way to put it. There's a large following that is following the 45th president of the United States, Donald Trump. They are following him saying, stop the counting. Because currently the counting has been done or being done still, even though we had the vote in, what, 2-3 days ago?
Oh, yeah, it was on the 3rd.
It was on the 3rd, and it is now, 3 days ago. So why are they still counting? Because every vote, every person who's of legal age and right to vote, their voice must be heard. But why are they still counting?
Why?
Because the votes that were counted on the day of, on the 3rd of November, were the poll votes, the ones where you walk in and you stamp something or you bubble in something and they scan your sheet and all that nice stuff. That's a regular poll vote. They're still counting the mail-in ballots.
Okay.
There's no telling exactly how many mail-in ballots they have, but they're supposed to count each and every single one.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that do?
What does that do?
It gives you a better understanding of what the people of that area, who they want to be their president and representatives and Senate and all that nice jazz. He is calling for them to stop counting the votes because he is calling for fraud. He is saying that there's fraud amiss.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the funny thing is that there's two separate factions saying deal with the voting. And I say deal with because watch this. In Arizona, they are telling the people there are armed men outside of the voting booths. Not voting booths, but the counting centers yelling, keep counting, keep counting.
That's in Pennsylvania, right?
No. That's in Arizona. They're yelling, keep counting.
That's because Fox News gave Arizona to Biden, right?
I think so.
Okay.
But because there are still ballots out there, they're saying keep counting, keep counting, keep counting, just on in case that the ballots might prove that Trump is the winner of Arizona.
Okay.
Now in Pennsylvania, I think Pennsylvania is done now, or they might like be almost done.
I think they're close to being done, but
they're close to being done. But they have started like because Pennsylvania was a flip. It was red. It was for President Trump. And then after the votes kept being counted, it flipped to Biden. So there's there's another state that's like that right now. But either way, there are supporters of President Trump on one coast or one area of the country yelling to keep counting, keep counting, keep counting. Whereas there's another block of Trump supporters yelling, stop counting, stop counting.
Well,
stop counting.
I mean, let's be real here, okay? If I was winning
mm-hmm.
in a state
mm-hmm.
and I was ahead and
mm-hmm.
I didn't want them to count anymore, go ahead and mm-hmm. stop right now so that way I can win. If I'm behind and I know there are some outstanding votes in another place, I'm going mm-hmm. to encourage my followers to keep voting. It makes sense if you want to win. It makes perfect sense if you want to win. It makes sense.
Yeah. Makes sense if you want to win. Does it make sense if you're trying to be fair?
Oh. Are we supposed to be fair and impartial?
Yeah, we are. It is. It's a thing. Hmm. Yeah, the democratic process is supposed to be fair and impartial.
Hmm.
So that if you vote and I vote and our votes count, then our votes count. Not our votes count until someone says, okay, stop, because I've won.
Hmm. Hmm.
You know
something? I'm a fill the listeners in because I like to be transparent. During this election cycle, of who I voted for.
Okay.
You know, they might be taken aback by this, but really don't care.
Who you vote for?
I don't think you are going to like this either.
Okay. Who you vote for?
I voted for Kanye West.
Kanye West. I knew it.
And well, you know,
you're one of those 61,000, huh?
And what's funny is, you know, people are like, "Oh, you just took away a vote from my candidate, or you added a vote for my candidate because you didn't," you know, and honest to God, I've had conversations before the election happened, and I said, I think this is going to be a landslide one way or the other, okay? And that was my prediction. One way or the other, it was going to be a landslide. The silent mm-hmm. majority could have spoken up, and they did. It turned out, what is it, 67, 68 million, 69 million, something like that, for Donald Trump in the popular vote. I mean, we're pretty much divided half and half of the country's voting population in the popular vote. You got, from what I've seen lately, was Biden has 70 or 72 or something like that million, and Trump had 69, 70 million. I mean, yep. Come on. You know, the reason I voted for Kanye West is simple. This was going to be a catastrophe from the get jump, from the onset. Yep.
From the get jump.
I know, right?
From the get jump. I've never heard of it, but okay.
From the get jump is a song.
From the get jump.
And so, honestly, I'm in Georgia, which currently is a swing state. They still have not completed the votes here in Georgia.
They have not.
The last time Georgia was blue
right now
was 1992's election between Bill Clinton and Bush Sr.
Mm.
All right. So what is that? That's what, 27, 28 years, something like that?
Mm-hmm.
That Georgia has been a red state.
Georgia?
Well, you wasted your vote. No vote is ever wasted. I don't have to go with the popular vote to vote who I think can do the job. And honestly, let me give you a quick little what I think Kanye would have done.
Mm-hmm.
He would have surrounded himself with people that he trusted to guide him through the process. Now, what would that have looked like?
I don't know. Well, actually, no. I do know what that would have looked like.
It would have looked like
the last 4 years. And we would have had Kardashians in the White House, bro.
We would have had the finest first lady in America.
No, screw that, dude. Screw that. I'm sorry. Like, I know it's – I look.
Listen, quick pause here from Politics Talk, okay? If you have the money to change whatever you want to change about yourself on your body and you do it, right?
Mm.
I cannot be upset at you about it.
Mm.
All right? That's your choice. And then if you happen to be physically appealing to the eyes, then why should I be even more upset that you decided to transform your body?
Bruh. Come on, man. I mean, I'm not slighting nobody for nothing most days. But please check this out. We're talking about a person whose rise and then later claim to fame was a sex tape.
So now we have to judge people by their sexual past.
No. I am not judging anyone by their sexual past. I actually judge them and that entire family by their what seems to be widespread manipulation. Seems to be what's the word I look for? Not annexation, but the capturing of Black culture, yet not actually.
They're Italian.
I thought they were no, because Kardashian is not.
I mean, no,
Italian.
Yeah, they're Middle Eastern, aren't they?
They're Middle Eastern, but I do look at that family of women specifically, not the guys. God bless those guys, because if they're still alive and still have all their own parts, then never mind. I look at the women in that family as Black widows. I do. And, you know, folks can not like me for whatever. But my thing is this, like, except for, I think, Courtney. Every Black guy that has come near those women has. Like, something has happened to them.
Mm-hmm.
Every superstar Black guy that's come near that family, something negative has happened to them. I think except for Tiger, who's the rapper. But everybody else, and I'm sorry, how many times is your spouse going to have breakdowns before you actually get them help?
But what I don't understand is, why do we keep assuming Kanye West is having a mental breakdown or needs some type of psychological help?
I mean, have you seen? Okay.
I mean, let's be real here. Let's look at the situation here. We have. Right now, two presidential candidates who cannot control their emotions.
Okay.
But yet and still, we're going to sit here and act like Kanye West would not have done as good of a job as any normal American pushed in that position.
I don't think he's stable either. How about that?
Okay.
Either.
Okay, got it.
And you like looking on the side of maybe we just need a change. Then yeah, you might have a great point. Kanye isn't a politician, and I'm tired of politicians. But honestly, the world just experienced a president of the United States for the last 4 years who's not a politician. He's a businessman.
And that came in handy for him during this during his term.
No, he made it handy during his term.
You have to use what you know.
Right. I you know what, to be honest with you, I would be okay with a businessman for a president if the business wasn't divisive. How about that?
You know.
What?
I really don't think, honest to God, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I really don't think President Trump meant to be divisive.
Mm.
What I believe is that people latched on to certain things he would say,
mm-hmm.
and began to take him literally.
Okay, now
I understand the office of the president. You should take everything the president says literally, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I understand that. But you have to look at the background of Donald Trump as well. He's an entertainer. Okay? I know he's a business mogul, but he is an entertainer in his latter stages of life. Okay? And so you can see the mannerisms he had on The Apprentice and all those other shows that he did in the WWE and things like that. Well, you have to act. You have to try to put on a little show. You have to try to say something that's slightly edgy, memorable, so that people will remember the speech or the scene or the act. So when he would say things at the podium prior to this election, it was more things that he would say in jest that then got interpreted as, you know, fact or an order or something like that, because he didn't quite get or have people around him that would suggest to him, hey, Mr. President, you are the president. Anything you say, people are going to take literally. Understand what I'm saying? So
I get what your message is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I get that.
So President Trump, when dealing with states like Russia, I call it states. Well, this isn't...
No, you can call them states.
I know, I'm just saying, we're not talking about... This isn't 1982 here. Countries like China, North Korea, those two Arabic countries, four Arabic countries that he had, Middle Eastern countries that he had, that he conjured up a peace agreement with. That gets lost in the news, because we are so focused by the tantalizing, suggestive things that he say that people misinterpret. If that makes any sense to anyone.
What did he say that you feel was misinterpreted?
Well, okay, let's go back to South Carolina, North Carolina, when they had the march with the tiki torches.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, remember when he said at the time people were kept asking him to denounce those people and things of that nature, you know?
And they're still asking.
Mm-hmm. I have seen evidence that the president has denounced these things numerous times. And then what I say to that is many politicians today are used to repeating themselves a lot of times. Okay, from stop to stop to stop to the same speech, the same thing everywhere they go, like a rock show, right? Mm-hmm. President Trump not being a part of that career politician cycle, right? He tends to improv and go off script. You know, how can I explain this so that the listeners can understand what I'm thinking? Man,
I bet if you draw a picture, we'll read it.
Probably understand it a lot better than I'm explaining it. Wow. Mm. Sound like I'm just talking in circles here. But President Trump did a lot of things great for the economy and bad for it at the same time. He is actually trying and actually telling black folks, hey, this is what I'm trying to do for you.
Mm. Are you a supporter of the Platinum Plan?
Look, let me tell you right now, any plan that the government comes up with that helps supports anybody, whether it be veterans, whether it be black folks, whether it be Native Americans, it's going to take forever. All right. So whether you support it now, people might not see any supplement or help till 2028.
Okay.
So behind it, yes. And the reason I'm behind it is because anything to help any minority community is a good thing.
Okay.
Anything else, Walter Conkright?
Ooh, you call me Walter.
Any more questions for the seasoned news anchor?
Oh, for or from? Nah, man. Look, we've been on this show. We've had this show that we've got enough times for me being able to say, that's cool. That's your feeling. Like you feel that sometimes President Trump was misunderstood in his verbiage,
mm-hmm.
and you think Kanye would have done a great job.
He would have done the job like any average American. And that's what I believe the forefathers envisioned for this country was for average Americans to become president and lead the way an average American would. Which would be to surround yourself with people who are credentialed and understand that position to inform you to make an average American decision.
Then I would disagree with you there about the last or this current administration surrounding himself with so my question to you then is, so would you call President Obama a normal person or
no? President Obama is not a normal person.
Okay
and so this is why Bush? I say that. Okay,
either one.
President Obama, though he grew up in with humble beginnings, you know,
mm-hmm.
Once you graduate from the most prestigious university in the United States of America, you become a different person.
You cease to be normal.
Okay,
that's cool. Would you call Bill Clinton normal?
No, even though he had humble beginnings. Again, I say the same story for him as I say for Obama.
Okay, what about either one of the Bushes?
No, both of the Bushes come from a conglomerate of mega millionaires of oil and governors of Texas, so no.
Okay. Carter, he's still with us, actually. He's still alive. So
President Jimmy Carter was probably our last normal person president.
And
the reason I said that is because of how humble he was in the position. So he pretty much was a very weak president because he didn't understand how to not try to be nice.
Mm.
You know, we just had a president before Jimmy Carter, and was Nixon before or after?
Nixon was before.
Yeah. We just had a president of Richard Nixon who was a grumpy old man. He didn't care, didn't give a damn, you know.
And he told a lie.
You know, then Jimmy Carter comes along in the 80s, and he's nice and humble and, you know, strong voice but soft-spoken. You know what I'm saying? So now you have a very nice, humble, average American president.
Yep.
I mean, that's what I got. I mean, dude, I'm telling you, I love social sciences. Yes, I be on Facebook clowning and saying inaccurate stuff. I do it on purpose if people don't understand that.
No, I know you do it on purpose, even though I'm not on Facebook anymore. I know you do it on purpose.
Yes.
Because you like getting a rise out of people. But it's also to just point out, because I'm willing to bet you that if you found someone to start going toe-to-toe with you with facts over assumptions regarding whatever you posted, you'd be like, oh, snap, I've got someone I can talk to now.
Yep.
Instead
I do it every time.
Everybody else I can trick. So just so you know, Jimmy Carter became president in 1977, and he was president from 1977 to 1981. He was followed by Ronald Reagan. And that was the start of Reaganomics, mm-hmm. the trickle down effect, which I don't I believe that trickle down economics worked. I think that trickle down economics only was built to work for a certain class of people, and everybody else is made to piss off. So,
well, see, trickle down economics would work if we actually followed the guidelines of it. That's right. But that's just like communism. On paper, communism seemed perfect. Until you factor in human behavior and human greed.
And then it doesn't work.
Doesn't work at all. Because I like this car, so I guess it's mine now. And that's not how you can be a communist.
Right.
Because in communism, anything that's yours is mine, comrade. And I can just come take it if I want it. And then guess what? You can come take it back, and there's nothing I can do about it. But then that just doesn't work because...
Right. There's no... There seems like there's no law and order to that. Mm-hmm. Because the person who keeps their stuff is the one who either has enough guns to keep it or hides it.
I know that was a very harsh way to describe communism, and anybody out there who, you know, follows communism, knows about it and studied
it. It's cool. Yeah.
Don't be upset at me.
Talk to us about it.
Don't be upset.
No. You can get mad at him all you want to. It's not like you're going to do anything to him.
It might.
But whatever. Nah, but like real talk, if there's some of our listeners who have a either first or secondhand knowledge about communism, I'd love to have a conversation with you just to understand it better. But because I'd rather have a conversation with you than just not and me roll around in my muddy ignorance. Why?
Because then I can quote it as fact in APA format.
APA format. Jesus Christ. Okay. After Carter was Reagan. Like I said, Reaganomics. After Reagan was George Herbert Walker.
Bush Sr.
Bush Sr., basically. Then it was Bill Clinton from 1993 to 2001.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Reagan had
93 to 2001. Jesus Christ, Clinton.
Reagan had two terms. Bush had one term.
Mm-hmm.
Then you Clinton had two. Clinton had two terms.
Then you got Bush with two.
Bush had two terms. President Obama had two terms. And Trump, who only had one term.
Who's on his first term?
Are you gonna be like that?
Count them all. Stop counting.
What does that mean? I don't know.
Listen, I'm gonna tell everybody. Okay, I like to make fun of this situation. Though I did not vote for Donald Trump this election, it wasn't simply because of, you know, any real reason against him or for him. It was more of a reason that I believe that many things that have happened during this administration have been divisive. And I'm an African-American male, if you did not know.
Are you?
I think so. Let me check my pigment again. Yes, I'm black. And I just didn't want it to come to something like what we have now, where we are calling the election process here in America a fraud. We have international agencies looking and saying, well, there's no fraud going on. I have no idea what the president is saying. And so what you have on foreign news is simply president of the United States says election is rigged.
Yep.
So now you have...
He said it last time, too.
Now you have dissenters in other countries, agitators from other countries who are looking for a prime opportunity to try to do something.
Foreign actors? Yeah, you're right.
They're looking at this and they're saying America is kind of weak right now.
Oh, yeah. Looks real ripe for the picking.
And people don't understand that back in the Civil War, what the French were doing and the British were doing to aid the colonies or the South, what Spain was doing.
What were they doing, sir? Please explain.
They were shipping and giving them goods. That's why they say that they made the South, the South pretty much starved out, and that's why they lost the war, because they couldn't get any supplies from any other country through the blockade that the Union had set up around the Southern Sea border.
Say that again. The last part. The Southern Sea what?
The Southern Sea border. Oh, I guess you've never met my swanky dinky, you know, Tom Thibodeau.
I was like, where the hell did that accent come from?
The Dimmadome. Dimmadome. What was it on?
The Japadan.
But yes.
The Japadan pomade.
You know what's funny? I have not broken out many voices on this show because I don't have to talk to myself. When I was doing the Dirty 30, I was always breaking out into a voice. I was either, you know, an uppity white guy, hell, everybody, it's me, you know, or I was doing some Southern drawl, you know.
Southern drawl?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
I also said Negroes a lot on that show. Whew, that show.
Did you?
Yeah, I say Negroes a lot.
Now you just say black folk, right?
Yeah, I just call them black folks now. Yeah. I just call them.
I call them black folks.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, I had a character when I was trying to be a voice actor. I had a character. I was like, it's kind of like Uncle Ruckus. Matter of fact, Uncle Ruckus, no relation.
See, nope.
Just Robert, why would you say that? Like when Uncle Ruckus came out as a character on the Boondocks, I could not stop laughing because I knew people like that.
Well, you know what's funny? Let's look at that real quick, okay, people?
Darrell A. Lewis was a saint.
Uncle Ruckus is what a lot of the slaves were back in the day. Yes men to whatever massa said. Understand what I'm saying? They didn't want to be broken from the bondage or the chains that held them at the plantation. They'd rather just stay there and live a comfortable life as their ancestors did. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so after slavery ended, they became not overseers, but watchers of the fields over the slaves that they probably used to watch over before.
I done told you about all of them.
Because, you know, during Reconstruction, slaves didn't go nowhere. Yeah, they was
big
free,
nostrils.
But they still stayed on that land and worked
sucking
that field.
Sucking all the white man air.
You know, some of them left, but a lot of them did not.
Yeah, you're right.
And so you had these African-American men, former slaves, who was just kissing ass for no reason. So anything Massa or the white man did was good and seen as prosperous and elegant and just wow, you know. I wish one day I could be like that.
Well, you know, I mean, I have reverse vitiligo.
You know, so yeah, that episode, man.
My skin just keeps getting more blacker.
You know,
and darker.
I'm sorry to get on my soapbox. It's just that you know, I tell y'all all the time, I grew up in hotels, motels, and Holiday Inns, and speaking the way that I do, that don't make you too many friends, you know, understand what I'm saying?
Look, doublespeak is real, and those of you who aren't familiar with doublespeak, ask us. We'll explain it to you later.
You know, and I tell people, I grew up in the heart of Atlanta, all right? But I found a way that a lot of my friends talked to sound ignorant. It didn't sound like the man on the television. Know what I'm saying?
Like Walter Cronkite?
Yeah, like Walter Cronkite. You know?
Walter Cronkite.
And so that's when I began to model my speech pattern and the way that I talk in a more, you know, sophisticated way without using too many slang terminologies and things of that nature.
You a more sophisticated vernacular, sir.
You know, I was a learned Negro. And
all right, good God. Well, you can tell by the way I walk, I ain't from around here. Probably couldn't tell because I ain't walking nowhere.
Let me whip this out.
Oh, sir. Sir, this is a family show. Well, sir, that's how families get here.
Oh, all right. Yo, the best scene in that movie is the first scene when he's riding up. And the dude on the bell is like, no, he's a bong.
Oh, he's talking about Blazing Saddles.
Yeah. Oh, he's near. Oh, no, nah, that's not what I said. I said he's a bong.
Bong.
Oh, you cannot make that movie nowadays.
You can't. What was it? Mel Brooks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mel Brooks cannot make a Blazing Saddles today.
Mel Brooks can't the make office, anything. He passed away.
That well, you know what I meant.
Okay.
But if Mel Brooks was alive and youthful in his youthfulness, he would not be able to make a movie like that today. He would not be able to make, like, the creators of The Office, and even the actors have said numerous times, The Office ran when it could.
Oh, that show could never ran, be made today.
It could not be made today. It can't. Too many people and too much cancel culture would kill The Office today. But yeah, Blazing Saddles is a classic. If you are unfamiliar with it, please go to your local, can't say Blockbuster, but please go to your local YouTube or Hulu, or just Google it somewhere. Blazing Saddles is a hilarious movie.
Or a Blazing Saddle.
And though it's a country western-ish, but it's complete satire. And it is it was before its time. It was Mel Brooks was like, not like Mel Brooks was to that back then what Dave Chappelle is today.
I would say more of a who does the Family Guy.
Peter.
The guy who does Family Guy. Seth Meyers.
Gosh darn it. Seth Meyers. No, it's not Seth Meyers, is it?
I don't know.
Now we gotta go look.
Cause this now is true gotta, information. We should put a '90s song in this song.
I say true information.
Now. Oh my goodness, the '90s, such a great decade.
Seth MacFarlane.
That's it, Seth MacFarlane. Who's Seth Meyers?
You talking about Mike Myers?
No, I'm talking about Seth Meyers. Shrek. Who am I making this guy up?
You are.
No, I'm not.
You're getting. He's a person. Yes, you are.
No, he's an actor. He does something.
Seth Meyers.
He better play horns or something. This dude is somebody.
Okay, there we go and look it up. Seth Meyers.
Yeah, he's a comedian.
American comedian.
Why would I know that?
Oh, that guy. He's. Okay.
Oh, he's the guy who all sucks right. on Saturday Night Live.
Yes. So why would. Okay. But, yeah, Seth MacFarlane. Okay. So, yeah, Mel Brooks. Back then is what Seth MacFarlane is now. Just completely awesome and hilarious. And
and pushing the limits. Very edgy.
Pushing. Him and Seth Green push all the limits.
Seth Green, the guy from Buffy?
Yeah. Don't you know he. Remember Robot Chicken?
Oh, Robot Chicken. Yeah. On Adult Swim.
But he's also on.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
And he's also on.
Dude, where's my car? I don't know.
I was actually trying to say, but you kept shouting out other things. Family Guy.
Oh, he is the little fat guy.
I guess.
Oh, and Lost Without a Paddle.
Yeah.
Why,
without a paddle.
Why would I know that? Why would I know that guy?
Without a Paddle is a funny movie.
Why would I know that though?
Because you just have. A plethora of useless knowledge on the on
no,
the
that's
inside.
Just that's not even trivia knowledge. That's
useless.
Stupid.
Useless.
What? What?
Yep, that's right.
What movie did Seth Green star in the year of 2004?
I think we're getting completely off topic, but I don't care. That's right.
Oh man, we didn't.
And Marquise.
We didn't have a topic.
Marquise.
What is that supposed to be?
You like paper boys?
Well, Jesus Christ!
You like paper?
You see, let me tell you. Okay, so the key to doing a great voice, okay?
I love is, paper is doing in my basement.
Your own voice.
I don't care. No, so many people get money for impressionists. Forget that.
Arias Spears, probably one of the worst comedians. No, I'm not gonna say that.
Don't
pretty,
do that.
He was pretty funny on
Eddie Murphy did it too.
Yeah.
And what's that guy, Pharaoh? I can't remember.
Jay
Pharaoh? Jay Pharaoh, he's also an impressionist.
I mean, but they were. Red Fox did impressions.
He did. All right, Wayne Brady does impressions.
Okay, so let's get. Wayne Brady, the whitest black man in America.
But he won singing with Masked Singer.
He did?
Like a champ. Hell yeah, he won second season.
I mean, Wow, you just spoiled it for all the people who didn't watch it and were probably going to watch it in 2022.
That is a two-year-old season. Go away. Go away. I didn't spoil it for you. Google did, okay? Go away.
I only seen the first season when Gladys Knight was on it.
Gladys Knight, that was the second season. Oh, was it? In the first, yep, because first season it was T-Pain who won.
Yeah, okay, so we saw that season, and then we saw Gladys the second season with Gladys Knight.
Right, she didn't win, bro.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I know. She should have won.
Well, no, because it was all about who can you guess? And they guessed her.
They shouldn't have. No, they didn't easy. Guess her. They voted her out.
Bruh, do you know how easy it was to guess certain people when Busta Rhymes was on? That was so easy.
I didn't know Busta Rhymes was on. Thank you for ruining season 3. You douche.
That was actually season 4. Anyway.
You douche canoe. You ruined 2 seasons for me. I can
keep going.
We'll never forgive you for ruining the Masked Singers seasons 3 and 4 for me. Because I stopped watching after season 2. And
as soon as you hear Busta, and you hear you hear his voice inside the mask, you're like, wait, that's Busta Rhymes. And then the song he chooses the first time is like, that is Busta. Like, I can't get away from it being Busta. So you'll just see it. It's okay. You'll know. And then you'll laugh.
What am I going to
do? It's not going to be. I can't guess who this is.
I never said I was going to watch season 3 and season 4. I just
then
said,
why are you talking about me? Shut up.
I said you just ruined it. I didn't say I was going to watch it.
I don't care.
Jesus. I'm watching The Office again for the 17th time through.
Hey, bro, that is good. I started rewatching Grimm.
I stopped watching The Office every time after Steve Carell leaves. I don't watch the seasons past that.
Really?
Yeah, I've never seen a season past season what, 8?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I will not watch. No, season 7. I know about Andy becoming the office manager, but I will not watch it past that. So, like, I know the major events that happen, like, you know, Dwight and Angela getting married on the season the series finale and stuff like that. But as far as jokes and the risk taking the show took, I stop at season 7. I can't see The Office without Steve Carell. Yeah, not Steve
Carell.
Steve Carell.
Steve Carell.
Man, this show has took a weird turn. And with that, I'm Marquis Davis.
And I'm grown man still. Please be respectful, but let your mama know about me. Okay.
And you have been listening to True Information.
Information.
Yeah, I know how to say it. I was gone. Oh, my Jesus.
I wanted to say it with you. I wanted to feel a part of the moment.
Okay. All right. True Information.